This was the water they pulled from around their property after the chemical release. Last week, Caitlin says that Norfolk Southern, the company that operated the train, came to the door to test for toxins in their home. But before they could, they would need to sign this document.
We were told that they were an independent testing agency. Before they could enter the premises, they handed us a contract. The contract was essentially, you know, to be able to get onto the property, but also at the bottom was a hold harmless agreement.
It states that upon signature, the landowner agrees to hold harmless the company for any and all legal claims, personal injury, or property damage. She refused to sign.
So if I get this straight, Norfolk Southern essentially asked you to sign a hold harmless agreement in exchange for testing?
Correct.
And you did not sign?
Correct.
Would they give you the paper?
They did not give us the paper. I asked if I could take a physical picture with my cell phone of the paper, and I did.
Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is outraged.
We contacted Norfolk Southern right away, and the answer that they gave us, not joking, was that was an accidental indemnification agreement. We didn't mean to give her that one. We gave her the wrong one. Okay? Come on.